This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Nick Kostos and Mark Melusis on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
40 minutes from now, our pal Pete Prisco is going to join us from CBS Sports, breaking down the NFL postseason. James Mazzola coming up later in hour number three of the show, giving us picks for golf this weekend in Hawaii. Power Hour, Final Hour, all our bets for tonight with Nick Kostos, Mark Melusis here on the BetQL Network on a wonderful Wednesday. And we've told you a lot about it this week. We'll continue to tell you about it because it's awesome. It's our new promotion here on the BetQL Network throughout the NFL postseason called Giving Props, because you know BetQL helps you make smart bets throughout the football season, and now they're giving you a chance to win cash prizes. Giving Props is a weekly free-to-play contest that runs throughout the playoffs. All you got to do to sign up is go to betql.com/props. 10 props have been posted around this weekend's games. I have them written down here. We got like Joe Mixon over under 91.5 rushing yards, Stephon Diggs 6.5 receptions, onward and etc. So you go to betql.com/props, you sign up, you make your choices over or under on a bunch of these props. If you come up with the most correct picks, you'll win $2,000, so a $2,000 prize given out at the conclusion of every playoff week. And just by signing up, you don't even have to do the prop entries if you don't want to. You should, because it's fun and you can win. But even if you sign up and that's all you do, you're automatically entered to win a random grand prize drawing where someone wins $10,000. Just sign up and you are entered automatically to win potentially 10 grand by going to betql.com/props. Joining us right now to hopefully give us a winning prop selection and also to break down all the games coming up on Super Wildcard Weekend. We love having him here on You Better You Bet. Joining us on the Roman guest line, Odyssey Sports NFL insider, the great Brian Baldinger on Twitter at Baldy NFL. You can also check out Baldy with Jason LaCanfora on Baldy's Breakdowns. New episodes out every week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast. Baldy, what's going on, my friend? It's Nick and Moose in for Ken. You Better You Bet. BetQL Network. We made it to the postseason, my friend. How good does it feel?
It feels great, Nick. Moose, good to be with you guys today. I mean, this is what the last 18 weeks have led to. So, you know, we've got Super Wild Card Weekend going on Sunday. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night. I mean, it should be a football paradise for everybody involved, man. I mean, there's some tremendous games and some games I know that America and beyond can't wait to watch.
You know, Baldy, with that being said, you mentioned some tremendous matchups. Of the matchup Super Wild Card Weekend, which one are you looking forward to the most?
49ers and Cowboys. But, I mean, just right at, you know, Sunday afternoon, it's just 4 o'clock, 4:30, whatever. It's it's just a classic matchup. I mean, the Cowboys are favorites. They're at home. They're healthy. They've got everything going for them. But the 49ers just present some problems for anybody that would play them right now. To come from 17-0 down last week against the Rams on the road, to come back and win the way that they did without maybe their best player in Trent Williams, that's got to be a great boost to everybody that gets on a plane to come down to Arlington, Texas this weekend to play the game.
Who do you like in the game? Dallas is a 3-point favorite.
I like the Cowboys. I like the Cowboys to win, but I give the 49ers a real fighting chance to upset them right now. I mean, I like the Cowboys because I think they've got better talent all the way around and more, not necessarily better talent, but they've got bigger playmaking talent. When you got Diggs and Parsons and CD and Amari, I mean, it's, and Dak, I mean, you've got, you know, huge playmakers on both sides of the ball. So I give it to the Cowboys, but I think the 49ers can certainly go in there and win the game.
Yeah, I like Dallas as well. So let's, Baldy, we're going to try and hit all six games. We've hit one already here. So let's move to the first game coming up this wild card weekend, and that is Vegas, obviously, visiting the Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Burrow and Cincinnati, they're 5.5-point favorites. So in the betting market, Baldy, we have seen the Raiders take a little money here, pushing this down to 5.5 since the opening as a 6.5-point favorite. So the betting market likes Vegas a little bit. So Cincy minus 5.5, total is 49. How do you see it playing out Saturday in the Queen City?
Well, I mean, the Raiders have won four in a row. They're doing it with their defense and their defensive line. And they were awesome last week against the Chargers. So, I mean, I really like the way that they're playing right now. And I think that's going to continue. The whole game comes down to this. Joe Burrow loves to get five receivers out. He loves to spread the field. And the Raiders have a great defensive front. Guys that can get after the quarterback, and do they get to Joe Burrow before he gets the ball out of his hand? That matchup favors the Raiders. The matchup on the outside, whether it's Chase, Boyd, or Higgins, that favors the Bengals. And so can they get to Joe Burrow and affect him before he gets the ball to the fleet of receivers? And because I don't think the offensive line is great for Cincinnati, and they don't like to max protect and pack it in. So that's why Joe Burrow's the most sacked quarterback in the league. So I give the Raiders a chance, but I just think the Bengals, they went through a tough division. They won the tough division, and I think they're ready for this moment.
Brian, let's move to the second game on Saturday, the night game. It's going to be frigid, going to be cold up there in Buffalo. Obviously, it's January, so you're going to get that. Wind should not be a factor, but we're going to get Bills and Patriots for a third time this year. Bills sitting right now as a 4-point favorite in the game. Who do you like in this matchup?
Well, it's the third game in 7 weeks. So they're very, very familiar with one another. Obviously, the first game in New England, the weather was prohibitive. And, the Patriots ran it 46 times, threw it three. That's not going to happen again. And that was to the demise of the Bills. Bills played better the second game. But I think that regardless of the weather, Josh Allen's the difference in this game. I mean, he's just his playmaking ability is just difficult to defend. And I think that's the difference in this game is Josh Allen. I think the Patriots will keep it close, just like they did in the last game. It was 26-21 in the fourth quarter a couple weeks ago. And the Bills just kept making one play after another play keep away from the Patriots. So they'll keep it close, but I can see this being a 3-point game, but I like Buffalo to win it.
So reading in between the lines, Baldy likes Buffalo to win, but New England to maybe fall inside that number with the Patriots being 4-point road underdogs. You better, you bet. It's Nick and Moose here on a wonderful Wednesday, chatting the NFL with Odyssey Sports NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Baldy, I think the most interesting game as far as like an on-field handicap versus betting market is the Eagles and the Buccaneers, the first game on Sunday. Now, obviously, these two teams met on Thursday, October 22nd. Tampa won that game by 6 points, but Philly got through the back door there. Tampa really dominated that game. Philly was without some key players in that game. Jordan Mailata, chief among them. Tampa expected to get some players back. Leonard Fournette, Shaq Barrett, perhaps Jason Pierre-Paul as well coming up on Sunday. Tampa, it seems like on field-wise, has a ton of advantages in this game here, but like the betting market has loved Philadelphia all season. Tampa's a 9-point favorite. Total is 46. Know you're very close to the Philadelphia organization. Can the Eagles keep this game close, maybe even steal a win, or is this Tampa by double digits?
I don't think it's Tampa by double digits. The Eagles have really changed since week six when they played Tampa at home. They're a much better running football team. They won't shy away from running the football against them. The Bucs haven't defended a quarterback, quite like Jalen Hurts this year, a guy that can really run, scramble, part of the run game, got to defend all 11. They ran the ball well in the fourth quarter against them the last time they played. I expect them to be able to run the ball against them. Tampa has not been the shutdown run defense that they have been the last 2 years.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Weapons. I've seen Tampa struggle the last couple weeks at times against the Jets. They took the final 28 seconds to beat them with a player that's not there anymore in Cyril Grayson. I think the Eagles can play a style of offense that can really frustrate the Bucs and keep Tom, you know, Brady off the field for long stretches. And I think as long as they don't fall too far behind early this game, that's what they'll do. And so I think the Bucs are a better football team all the way around. But I think the Eagles can play them a tough game. And I think that line, I'd be surprised the money doesn't come in on the Eagles right now.
Yeah, I'm with you, Baldy. I like the Eagles. I like them plus the 9. Would be surprised if they won the game outright, but I do like Philadelphia plus the points. Let's move ahead to the Sunday night game, Pittsburgh, Kansas City. You know, we saw it not all that long ago. It was a browbeating by the hands of the Kansas City Chiefs of the Steelers. Steelers get in. Roethlisberger, great narrative, obviously. You know, what's the argument to be made that this is going to be different than what we saw in the regular season when the Steelers went into Kansas City and got whooped?
Well, I don't think it's going to be 30-0 in the second quarter of the game. I mean, I just don't believe that's going to happen. I saw the Steelers last week to win in overtime against Baltimore. I was announcing a game. Ben made a bunch of really big throws in the fourth quarter in overtime to win that game. They got Chase Claypool involved, which helped the offense a lot. But Kansas City's a better team. They're not turning the ball over right now. Their offensive line, which was young and green and new early on in the season, has grown up. And there are a bunch of, you know, I think pretty polished veterans right now, Trey Smith, Creed Humphrey. I love Patrick Mahomes' confidence. He's doing a much better job of just checking the ball down right now and not forcing the action. And then defensively, I think they have a lot of playmakers that can really bother the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, Ben wants to get the ball out of his hands so fast. And Chiefs can force him to get the ball out of his hands fast with their pressure system. And I think the Chiefs win this game. I just don't believe it'll be the blowout game that it was. I mean, Steelers, they're not defending the run well. Latavius Murray had an unbelievable day against them last Sunday. And that's like most running backs. But, you know, the Chiefs aren't a running team. They're a passing team. So that might, you know, not be as bad as it might be against some other teams right now. But the Chiefs are a better team, you know. And so I think they should be heavily favored in this game.
So maybe that's Chiefs to win, but Steelers to cover would be Baldy's thought on the game coming up on Sunday night at Arrowhead. Baldy, let's go to the final game coming up, Super Wild Card Weekend. Monday night, another divisional rematch here. Third time we'll see these two teams play, and that is the Rams and the Arizona Cardinals. The Rams are four-point favorites. The total here is 49.5. Who do you like in this game? Can the Rams to cover the spread here, or do you think Cliff, Kyler, and Arizona, without DeAndre Hopkins officially, can keep this game close?
Yeah, they could definitely keep it close. I mean, they ran for 250 yards the first time they played them against the Rams. I don't see that happening again. But, you know, Matt Stafford has not been great. They've won in spite of Matt Stafford over the last month of the season. You know, he has turned the ball over way too much for my liking, and I'm sure for Sean McVay's, but they've been good enough to overcome it. They weren't last week against the 49ers. A terrible interception at the end. Matt Stafford got hit 13 times by the 49ers last week and sacked 6 times. I mean, it was an ugly display of football from the Rams. But they're, you know, they're built around their stars, and when their stars shine, and this is when they have to shine in the postseason, they're hard to beat. So there's not much of a home field advantage at SoFi. Cardinal fans won't travel. The atmosphere, I don't think, will be great. But I expect the Rams to win this game into cover. Look, DeAndre Hopkins, you know, maybe he comes back if they keep winning, but they've got more than capable guys on the outside to throw the ball to. That shouldn't be an excuse at all with that offense. They've got more than enough guys that can get deep down the field. You know, Christian Kirk leads that team in receptions this year. He's a flyer. He's a good route runner. They've got a bunch of guys they can throw to.
Baldy, we got about a minute to go, and I want to get your take on this, on the giving props promotion that we're doing for BetQ. And I'm going to give you a couple specific props from the game you said that you're most interested in, which is the Cowboys and 49ers. And you tell me which of these two props, if you had to bet either over or under on either one, which one you like the best here, because people value your football opinion here. This is for people to win cash prizes potentially, right? So we got Deebo Samuel is the first one. Over or under 36.5 rushing yards, not receiving yards, 36.5 rushing yards for Deebo Samuel, or you could go over under on Dak Prescott passing touchdowns. That number is 2.5. So again, Deebo either over or under 36.5 rushing yards, or Dak Prescott over or under 2.5 passing touchdowns. Pick one of those, please, for our listeners and viewers.
That's a good prop right there.
Why we chose it.
I would say Dak Prescott under 2.5 touchdown passes.
How come you like that one? Is it not going to be a big game for Dak here?
I like Deebo also with 36 yards rushing. I like him over 36.5 yards rushing. He can get that on one run the way he's running right now. But I like Dak under 2.5 touchdown passes right now.
There you have it. Brian Ballinger's number one draft choice for giving props coming up this weekend on BetQL.com is Dak Prescott under 2.5 passing touchdowns. Baldy, you know we love having you on. You Better You Bet. We really appreciate it. Believe you're traveling across the pond here for the games coming up this weekend. If that is the case, wishing you safe travels. Enjoy the games, my friend, and we look forward to catching up with you again next week here on You Better You Bet.
Thanks a lot, Nick. Take care, Moose. Talk to you guys.
Thanks, Brian. You got it.
The great Brian Baldinger joining us here on You Better You Bet. On the Roman guest line, get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. Go to GetRoman.com/BetQL now to get $15 off your first month. That's GetRoman.com/BetQL. If you had to choose over or under on one of those two props, which would you do? We'll do a little bit more on this later in the show, but Deebo rushing yards or Dak passing touchdowns, which would you choose? And
I'd go under 36.5 rushing yards for Deebo.
Oh man, I think it's really tough. I think it's a tough one. I think I might go under 2.5 passing touchdowns for Dak. I think I'm actually be with Baldy there. I think there's a better chance that hits. You got more outs there than you do with Deebo, who could break it off on one run. We'll get back to giving props a little later, but on the other side, we bring you the rest of the line movement for Super Wild Card Weekend. Chiefs and the Steelers, and then the Rams and the Cardinals coming up on Monday night.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal!
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.